Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m., 87 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. About a 30% chance of a pop-up shower here and there this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny. A high possibly hitting around 92 degrees. Heat index values of at around, I guess, around 98 degrees this afternoon. 30% chance of showers overnight and for Wednesday. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will give us a rundown of the events calendar a little later this hour. Our music begins with a performance by the Scottish National Orchestra under the direction of Niamh Yarvi. Here they perform the Symphony No. 2 in B-flat major, Opus 4, by Antonín Dvořák. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Scottish National Orchestra performed Antonín Dvořák's Symphony No. 2 in B-flat major, Opus 4. It's 49 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock. You're listening to KRVS, public radio for Acadiana, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This is the first week of classes here at UL Lafayette for the fall semester. There are lots of activities going on for students on campus. If you have a student in your family, you may want to remind them to take a look at the website or sign up for the Facebook page so that they can keep informed about the activities this week. There will be a Get On Board Day tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. near Broussard and Lee Halls. You can find out more about clubs and organizations on campus. On Thursday, there will be a Rage and Roar pep rally and concert in Blackham Coliseum from 7 until 9 p.m. and other activities as well. Tomorrow evening, the Silverbacks Improv Theater will perform their end-of-summer performance at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. You can find out more by calling Theater 810. La Table Française takes place in Opelousas tomorrow morning from 8:30 to 9:30 at Le Vieux Village. You can get a cup of coffee and share conversation with other French speakers, or just go to listen. If you don't quite feel comfortable enough jumping into the conversation, you can just listen in and perhaps say a few words when you feel comfortable. The French Table, La Table Française, happens every last Wednesday of the month at the former Opelousas Tourist Information Center. Again, that's in Le Vieux Village in Opelousas. On Thursday evening, there will be a special reading for the Amédée Ardoin Project. Daryl Bourque, a former poet laureate of Louisiana, will read from his new book, If You Abandon Me, Comment Je Vais Faire, which are poems written in the voice of Amédée and others who knew him. Accompanying his reading will be music by Megan Brown, Gina Forsyth, and Chad Huval, featuring Amédée Ardoin songs, as well as Ardoin-influenced tunes by Cléoma Bro-Falcon, Irie Lejeune, Ken Ray Fontenot, and others. That will be this Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. in Bro Bridge at the Joie de Vivre Coffee and Culture Cafe. The Lauren Riley Elliott Company continues its run of the play Seminar, a comedy by Teresa Rebick. It will be performed for its final weekend at Cité des Arts this weekend. It will run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For more information, you can stop by the Cité des Arts website, which is citédesarts.org. That's Seminar, performed by the Lauren Riley Elliott Company, directed by Scott Grimion. In Opelousas this weekend at the Delta Grand Theater, Shakespeare's play Hamlet will be performed Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 and on Sunday at 2. For more information, you can stop by the Delta Grand Theater website. The Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners Association, in partnership with the Vermilionville Living History Museum and Folklife Park, invites you to join their free series, Healing Traditions in Acadiana. The next one is this Saturday, August 30th, from 11 a.m. until 12 noon in the Performance Center at Vermilionville. For this installment, Lanier Cordell, who is a Louisiana Master Gardener and a member of the Herb Society of America, will give a talk entitled, How to Use Herbs for Health and Well-Being. For more information, you can contact Vermilionville. Also this Saturday, the Cajun Prairie Habitat Preservation Society will have their meeting and tours. For more information, you can contact the organization or Dr. Charles Allen at area code 337-328-2252. Again, that's the Cajun Prairie Habitat Preservation Society meeting and tours. And just looking ahead to next week, The Bumpy Road, A Cabaret of Pregnancy and Beyond will take place at Theater 810, opening on September 5th. Some of our audience may remember we spoke with the creators of The Bumpy Road, who were both pregnant in the springtime. It is about pregnancy, but the night it was to have opened, one of them did give birth, and so they were unable to perform The Bumpy Road in the springtime. So they're back with their babies, and we will be speaking with Sarah Roy next weekend and Adam Truard, who, of course, is on KRVS, but will also be the musician for The Bumpy Road, and that will be next week. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can download that weekly schedule. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. If you missed an episode or you just want to enjoy it again, please check out our podcast button and find the program you're interested in. Also, check out our Facebook page, which is KRVS Public Media, or our Twitter or our Instagram accounts. We're quite active these days, and you can find out more about special programs and finding out about the schedule and just great things happening here at KRVS. That's KRVS Public Media Facebook, or you can check out our Instagram or Twitter account. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 until 7. And on Tuesday evenings at 7, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, starting off with Mr. Bob Gouchereau's Music of Yesteryears. At 8, it's John Green's Night Train Jazz. And from 10 until midnight, Passport to Modern Jazz, produced here in the KRVS studios by Djalma Garnier. That's all tonight on KRVS. In just a moment, we will join NPR's All Things Considered. Poppy Tooker, host of the weekly show Louisiana Eats. Each week, we'll meet farmers, fishers, chefs, and home cooks who provide the special ingredients that make our food so distinctive. We'll keep you up to date with national and local food trends and share recipe tricks and tips along the way. Please join us Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. for Louisiana Eats, edible content for Louisiana food lovers, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.